I feel like an enabler. I feel bad.
I do need to have
being like, yeah, I know. I was like, you're just going to drink water and...
yeah.
I mean, that's fine.
Come on, pansy.
I mean, that's fine if you're not going to drink with me while we do your show. So how did it go as a call-in?
I think it went okay.
Yeah.
It was different, but, you know, I wouldn't want to do it all the time.
But it was
but good. It worked, I think.
Nice. When is he
we had a
back?
Whole thing to discuss, so he'll be back for Thanksgiving.
Good. I want to see him. We need to play magic and then I'll pod and drink.
All right. You ready?
Yes.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation. No breathing.
Suffocation. Wow, I haven't heard this in a long time.
It's pretty much what I remember it as.
I pop a roach into pieces. Cutting myself. Killing myself. Getting crazy tattoos that I do not like.
Dad, you are an asshole. Do you think that Papa Roach is for the rock set 10 years later what, Oh, fuck. Who was that guy with the spiky hair that later was on the show? He did Entertainment Tonight.
John Tesh?
No.
I do know who you're talking about. Hold on.
Okay, this is our real intro.
You are talking
We were just
about...
joking, everybody, with Papa Roach, what we really planned on starting with. Oh god, this is even worse than that last one.
Nothing like conducting Sugar Ray.
Oh god. Yes, Sugar Ray. Can't believe I didn't remember that name.
Every morning there's a halo. I like how this song starts straight into chorus.
Every morning, you know what I mean? Yeah.
It doesn't even start with like da na na na. Da-na-na-na. It just goes na-na-na-na.
So they're just like, fuck it.
Yeah.
You didn't have to do a lot in the 90s. The 90s was a bad era for, I think, art.
For every
because
art.
I mean, everybody else, all the other eras, they're like, 80s was all about money and coke, and 70s was all about, like, I don't know, coke. But
just coke, yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to, you know, while we're on the topic of the 90s, I guess this was like the 2000s, but...
Wait, was Sugar Ray was the 2000s? They had to be 90s, right?
No, I think they were late 90s, early 2000s.
Okay,
but
I'll take it.
Speaking of the early 2000s...
Yes.
I saw...
We can stop the song anytime you want.
I saw that one of my favorite artists from the 2000s has a new album.
I'm excited to hear who your favorite
online.
Artist was.
One of the greater artists, Avril Lavigne, has a
Avril's
new album.
Avril's back?
Not
I
only
you
is she
say Lou
back,
Bega.
But she, yeah, well, she's pretty great, too.
Lou Bega's all man. He sang about it, my friend.
Little bit of somebody on my dick.
Smell my fingers.
I know. How crazy was that song?
It was insane. But
getting all the stuff. And she did a duet with her husband,
Nickelback's. Nickelback's own guy who sang about
Chad,
that's the one.
They did a duet together. Finally,
he was like Samson.
There's like two duet songs, or two, you know, in a rap song they'll do like featuring so and so.
Yes,
on this album there are two. One's Chad Kroeger,
okay,
which makes sense.
Yeah,
the other one is Marilyn Manson.
Manson?
Yeah,
Avril Lavigne and Marilyn Manson.
Mm-hmm.
Does it sound like this is already pretty...
Yeah, right?
I mean, I feel feelings. This is like her ironically aping Taylor Swift.
That's what I
even
thought,
though
too.
She
like,
was
it's
the Taylor
Swift-y,
of,
except worse, like way worse.
Her voice has that whiny teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like Taylor Swift, let's just be very clear. But this is worse almost.
I'm pretty sure it's worse.
Well, now, you know what? I like the duets, though.
You can barely hear him.
I like that a little more there.
He must have a part, right? A bridge or something.
He's like, hey, are they still super famous? Remember, like, a couple years ago when Nickelback was the band to make fun of? They're like, oh, you're probably into Nickelback.
Yeah.
So they must be big still, right?
Oh, there we go.
There we go. I was listening to mixed CDs that we'd all made over... like 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You had CD parties, And some of the ones that, some songs that I put on here, one of them was by this guy. Not Nickelback, just Chad Kroeger singing with somebody else.
He was solo.
He wasn't solo, but I don't know who the musicians were. Mm. But anyway, it was I Am So High, which I think we've had on
another
show.
We've had many times on this show.
Anyway, that was on there, and it made me laugh and laugh.
That's what I want to make as my next intro song.
Okay.
As a version of that song.
Oh, you mean after, you don't do Ian's anymore?
I do that one, and I do Bone Thugs.
Yeah, your Bone Thug rendition's pretty good.
Should we hear the Marilyn Manson real
quick? Yes, absolutely. Oh, wow.
Okay, so he's just phoning it in.
Doesn't he always?
Probably.
She's not very good, is she?
I mean, she's not. She sounds, there's nothing exciting about her.
Well, right. I mean, it's not like actively offensive or bad.
No.
But she just sort of. All right.
You know what this takes me to? It reminds me of being at the mall with a girlfriend when I was younger and just hating it. And being in a store where this is playing loud as fuck.
Hey, skater girl.
Yeah.
Don't be a hater. Yeah.
And she's trying on the 5,000th pair of sunglasses, and I'm like, they're $6.99. Just get two.
I still can't fucking stand going to the mall.
Yeah, the mall was the worst, right?
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah, I don't miss the mall.
It's still around. You can go back, I believe.
There's still like around as a place? Or?
Yeah, the Greeley Mall's still open.
Oh.
Well, you can go back to that place in your memory is what I mean.
Go pick up some girls there,
that's
maybe.
That's it. Try to get a new, but the same age. Go back to whenever your girlfriend and you went, another middle schooler. Yeah, because you want to
be good. I want to recapture the fun of wasting my life sitting in the mall.
Remember how one of your exes, you had to really be scared that her parents were going to walk in on you guys? You're going to have to be really fucking scared that this girl's parents.
Like serious with the police.
Yeah, exactly.
Outrage, more of a like, okay, this is a crime.
Yep. You can cower in the shower and really think about your life.
Maybe better off just killing her.
And yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. Is without saying, I think, in any scenario.
Well, but see, this is a good would you rather? Uh-huh. You have Bianca? Binaca? That's what it's called.
Yeah.
That's
you want to try some?
No.
It's pretty good. Freshening. It's refreshing.
But would you, if you were going to be caught, and you either had to kill her and then be caught, or just kill her and yourself, what would you rather do?
Kill her and myself, or kill her and be caught?
I guess the main thrust of this all, is just, do you want to go to jail or be dead?
That's a tough question because, being dead is fine.
Mm-hmm.
But if being dead is fine now, maybe jail would not be that bad. I think jail would be pretty bad.
I think it would be bad, too. And this doesn't have to be forever, because that makes it easier to just say death.
Let's just say 10 years.
Let's say 15. You killed
15.
Her.
Yeah, I'd probably kill myself.
Yeah.
Because what am I going to do? I'll be in jail for 15 goddamn years, out when I'm 45?
That's true. Come out. But what
then
if your life's exactly the same? Like, you come out
when
and you move back into this apartment. You do the podcast. You're like, hey, everybody, I'm back.
If it didn't hurt me at all, basically.
You were the same person.
Where I left off.
Exactly right.
Yeah, I don't think it's worth it to wait 15 years to get back to this.
this?
What? Yeah, I don't think I could make it through, like when in Con Air, and it's like, having you as my wife is the only thing that pulled me through day to day, thinking about that little girl growing up who could never visit for no goddamn reason.
I mean, I had to kill those guys and go to jail because you're...
his
hands were deadly weapons.
Yeah, I love that the... every movie from the 90s, most unreasonable judge ever.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. According to what I have here, you were attacked by four armed men outside of a bar. They were all extremely inebriated,
and you were
100% sober. All eyewitness accounts say that they struck you first and threatened your family, and as you attacked them, you accidentally killed one of them. Well, I think that's a life in prison. What the fuck? He's just
case
got
closed.
No lawyer. Yeah,
I know.
His lawyer's like, shit.
Again?
Yeah.
God damn it, Carl. You can't keep doing this.
The other day, some guy was pissing outside. He got 40 years and
they cut
Supermax.
His dick off.
Yeah.
Actually.
And then they brought back hanging.
They put him
hung him by his penis.
Oh, yeah. It ripped right off.
Yep.
Thankfully, he died when he hit the ground.
Yeah. It's like...
That's another good would you rather. Would you rather live your life without your penis or be dead?
No, I'd give it a go without the penis.
Me too.
Because what the hell?
I know, right?
Barely doing anything with it.
Oh, you're masturbating.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I don't know. That'd just be more time saved.
That's true. Maybe, you know what? I always wondered if you had no motivation, maybe you wouldn't miss it.
Yeah, I don't know. If you could just take hormones or something.
Let's not get crazy.
Well,
I mean, we're talking about your penis being ripped off. Let's not get crazy, Peter.
Well, I wouldn't want to be horny and no penis.
I agree.
Unless, I don't know, do I still have a little stub that I could rub or something?
You're a woman? I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, maybe you can have a stub. Maybe the only way, maybe it's you either never get sexual gratification or you have to become a woman. That's a good one, rather.
I'd probably stick with the no sexual gratification.
You don't want to be a lady?
No.
Me neither.
I don't think that, you know what? It would be very nerve-wracking the first time I went to have sex and see, like, well, see how this works.
See how this feels.
Penis going
foot's
in
on
me.
The other, dick's on the other foot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be.
I think that if I was into that, I would know because I would be more interested in some kind of butt sex.
Yeah. Some guy. Yeah, that's true.
You just always go with the butt sex.
I guess that's true. But I like butt sex, or I like the idea of it. I don't do it a lot.
Yeah.
I.e. ever.
The idea.
Yeah, I was like, I'd want to have sex with a butt, but I don't want to be a woman. Or are you saying you'd want to be penetrated in the butt more?
Well, I'm saying if I was I mean, what's the difference between getting turned into a woman and having my penis turned into a vagina,
right?
Versus just getting
moving
sex
2 inches
in the butt.
Lower.
Yeah.
So you are saying, I'm with you now. I was just figuring out. At first, I thought you'd be banging more butts.
Oh.
And I was like, how does wanting to bang a butt translate? I got real defensive, Pete. I was like, what are you trying to say? It's because I want to have sex with a butt or two means I want to be a lady?
No.
I'm out of here.
No, I just mean if I was going to turn into a lady
right.
and have someone penetrate me.
You might as well try ass sex as a guy first.
Might as well just go for that.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%.
I'm not real interested in it, so I'll probably pass.
Yeah, no, I agree with both points.
Yeah, I think I would just... Oh, I was thinking,
that'd be weird.
It's funny you bring it up because I was thinking I saw an ad for one of those, you know, those places where you go get your hair cut and it's like, this is a men's place. You know?
Roosters.
And it had like a babe on there cutting a guy's hair. I was just thinking, watching that, and then there's like sport clips.
Yeah, which I did once because I had a coupon and it just opened.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a $20 version of a Sam's Club. Fantastic Sam's.
Great clips.
$15. Yeah.
Cost cutters.
They're all the same.
They're horrible.
And it's all the same chicks that
they're
cut their
all
hair.
Horrible.
And they won't shut the fuck up.
No.
And I hate it so much. I learned how to make good tacos last time from the big fat Mexican lady that cut my hair. And she's making fun of the frat guy whose hair she cut who made it from a box. And I literally had made tacos that day or the day before from a box.
What like box?
Well, the box comes with like taco, hard shell taco, then the mix that you put in. So you have to buy and brown your own. Yeah.
It's like the ingredients.
Yes. It's all
the meat.
Exactly.
It's like a hamburger helper, but
yeah, it's
expanded.
Exactly for taco. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, she was making fun of these people for making that. And I was like, ha. Didn't feel like being like, yeah, I just made that. Like literally just fucking, that's one of the five meals I make.
Yeah. Right.
So
she's like, well, you have to put in lard first.
She told me
every Mexican food has a whole ice cream scoop. It's like a large from Cold Stone of lard.
That's true. It's
which
a lot.
It's so good.
It's a
I love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate their fucking sizes,
too.
By the way.
When I order from there or when I order from fucking Starbucks or when I order from any other place that has a venti chai like it and a macchiato love it, I say, I'll have a medium, please.
Yeah, I hate too because, you know, I'll say at the Starbucks, I'll say, you know, medium and they'll say, okay, a grande. And I'm like, whatever.
They have to punish you. They have to be like, okay.
They have to tell you
like,
you're wrong.
And it's like,
well, the Cold Stone ones are horrible, though, because it's like, gotta have it. Mm-hmm. I will have one got-to-have-it chocolate chip, and it's like, okay.
No, it's not chocolate chip either. They have names.
Yeah, like chocolate fun.
A berry, berry, berry fun. Yeah.
Fuck, I hate that.
A birthday cake remix. I do, too.
Remix?
Yeah.
Remix?
They're cool. We used to, you know how you can tip them, and they used to
and
have to
sing.
Do this more, but they'll either sing or tell you a joke. They seem
ooh,
to have cut
joke,
back on that. Yeah, and they're always real punny.
A black guy, a Jew, and a
black. That'd be awesome.
Your last day at Cold Stone.
A kike, fucking, I don't try to think of.
A pedophile and a priest walk into a bar.
That's just the first guy.
I wonder how long you get away with that.
Three hours,
probably.
That'd be so great. Yeah, somebody's going to complain. Some mom who's getting an ice cream for her kids who can't take a fucking joke.
Yeah, right. You're like, I don't know. These are the only jokes I know.
I know. Yeah, be like, you told me, you didn't tell us.
I thought I printed out a bunch of jokes.
I thought they were a template, the ones you gave us.
Yeah.
What if you
guidelines?
What if you were a guy who couldn't memorize the jokes? You think you'd be fired? they tip you and you can't remember the joke.
You're just like, oh, man. Okay.
Why'd the chicken?
Spider-Man's something.
Oh, your Spider-Man costume I heard was hit?
Yeah, sure.
Awesome. Awesome. I'm proud.
Wore it to work, wore it to Target.
Did people stare?
A little bit.
There not enough fucking people celebrated Halloween.
Nobody really dresses up, or if they do, they dress up at a crazy party like right. The weekend before, and then on the day,
they're like,
saw a lot of girls in Halloween sweaters and tights.
Yeah, tights are big now, which is fine.
Everyone's wearing tights.
But I was disappointed. I felt awkward walking into work because I wore mine to work because it's fucking Halloween.
What did you dress as for Halloween?
I had a top hat, a cape, a nice black shirt, a cool cane, and black pants.
Magician?
That's exactly what everybody fucking said, and it was awful. Because Sarah dressed up as like a broken doll. She had a creepy doll mask from Target. So I was going to be the puppet master.
Uh-huh.
But then she only wore her mask like 5 seconds for the picture. So I didn't really feel like making a broken puppet string thing. Because I felt like I was going to make that. And I was like, of course I didn't. I was just like, well, I'm going to wear the fucking top hat and the cape and use my cane.
Yeah.
So I did. So it was nothing, but everybody guessed magician. I was like, God damn it, look at the cane.
At some point, did you just go,
I laughed. I was like, So anyway, I thought I cried.
I mean, it's weird. The tights thing is weird, but I've decided, because people will say tights aren't pants.
Okay.
Which I sort of agree with.
It's a form of pants, right? Just like sweatpants are a form of pants.
I mean, I guess here's how I feel about tights. I can see your whole butt.
Right.
And I will look at your butt because I'll look at any butt.
Yeah.
I
have a hard time.
What it looks like does not matter.
No, well, you automatically check it out, right? I mean, as a man and as a trained man, you're used to looking at butts.
Even if it was a men's butt, if a guy came by in tights, I'd be like, I'll probably look at his butt because I'd be like, I wonder what's going on.
Yeah, that's fair.
You got to see.
So that
you have to know.
I think that proves your point that tights are just, but why does that make them less than pants?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Why aren't jeans? Can't everyone just wear jeans?
Yeah, but some people have butts that I like to see.
Sure.
So I guess I'm not against the tights.
Right.
And,
I feel the same way.
All right. Yeah.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
I like to see butts.
Right.
So if you're fine with your butt being seen, go crazy.
I mean, here's the thing. I think the tights with the whole butt seeing, which I like, is just as good/bad, depending on where you fall in the argument, as like short shorts.
Sure.
You can see jean shorts that are fucking pasted on their ass, and then you can see the skin right below, and And even jeans, especially sparkly. Sparkly thing from the last couple of years. I like the sparkle ass.
Girls, I swear to God. Yeah.
Don't
close.
Don't look at me. It says juicy, but don't look at it. It's got writing.
I put a word on the ass. I just make it basically covered in a tiny black skin tight fabric.
They could wear assless chaps and you'd be in trouble when you stared at their ass.
Here's what's hard about it. It's a thin line between saying she dresses that way and brings it on herself, but also not saying I'm not saying that someone who dresses that way is like a tramp,
right,
or a whore, or anything like that.
No,
but I am saying,
he's not saying that, everybody.
Be aware that people will look at your butt.
HelpfulSnowman.com.
Just accept it.
Emails.
Yeah.
And I agree with you 100%.
Gross, not gross, does not matter.
I think they want to be stared at, right? A little bit?
I don't know. But it will be.
Are we getting dangerously close to they shouldn't dress that way if they didn't want to be raped?
Yeah. Yeah, we're headed down that road.
Raping with my eyes. It's not even raping. That's not fair. I'm not imagining raping you.
No.
No.
Well, here's the other thing. That whole thing is bunk. Because if I saw a woman completely naked,
right,
I still wouldn't rape her.
No, that's true.
I wouldn't be like, she wants to be raped. I'd be like, she's in danger.
Right.
Something's wrong.
She's on drugs.
I'm more scared of this person than I've ever been.
That's true.
Very threatened by the naked female form.
I would also, I agree with you, because then you'd be like, I'm going to be in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be alone with the, I mean, if you see a naked person like at work,
right,
you're calling a coworker to call the police together. You're not walking over to naked person alone
saying,
and then touch their shoulder and lift it. You're not touching. You're less likely to touch a totally nude woman than you are a clothed woman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I would say even a partially nude woman. Like, have you ever done this? Go to a wedding or something, people are dancing, you dance with some woman that's not your wife, your girlfriend.
Right.
And then you sort of accidentally touch her bare back.
Yes.
And then you're like, oh,
yeah,
you're like, that's too far.
Uh-huh.
I wish I hadn't done that.
I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. These accidents happen.
I'm sorry that I danced with your mom at the last wedding we went to and touched her back.
She didn't have her bare back. Well, lower back. She was wearing a tube top, so I think.
Yeah, wedding dress. Oh, God. All right, strike that one. Not going to fucking work out.
She got married in a tube top. wedding.
Who would your mom be most likely to marry right now if she was going to get married? A host on NPR?
Oh, like if she could just basically
marry
anyone?
Yeah, if we have
anyone.
To choose who she's most likely to be married, get married to right now.
I don't know, Al Franken?
That's pretty good.
Like in her fantasy
she
world?
She loves him. He was funny. Now he's like left-wing angry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it would be a choice between marrying Al Franken or having I don't think my mom's gay, but living and cohabitating with Queen Latifah. I think
does she love and respect Queen Latifah?
She likes her. That's her favorite rapper,
that's
according to her.
Awesome. Her favorite rapper. I love
that.
Yeah,
when I said, who's your favorite rapper?
Yeah. She probably doesn't even know any of the songs, but she's like, if I have to choose a favorite rapper.
I mean, I could not. Can you name one Queen Latifah song?
No. Who's your favorite rapper?
Who's my favorite rapper?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I've probably listened to the most Eminem in my lifetime.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of Eminem.
I enjoyed his earlier work when he was a real fucking crazy person.
When he was pissing people off.
Yeah.
It's nice when people piss people off.
He had some really crazy songs.
Yeah. Like I'd bury my mom, kill her, and bury her in the backyard.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. They were fun.
He definitely knew how to press buttons. I don't think it's working for him as much anymore. I don't think you can maintain
it. Lost the, yeah.
Just like Marilyn Manson. Speaking of Marilyn Manson, who guested on an Avril Lavigne album, doesn't have the edge possibly that he used to.
Yeah, I mean, that's the same with Eminem now, right? Is like he's just doing God knows, you know. How do I find this?
Oh,
all right.
Excuse me.
I'm going to just go into this.
My favorite rapper is probably Ludacris.
Ludacris?
No, I just made that up.
Between Black 40s.
See, I don't even know.
What was that song? What was his first big hit?
Luda? I don't know. I lied. When I
said
it was my
you just
name.
Made that
Sorry,
up.
Yeah. That was a fucking lie.
Yeah, me too. Just kidding. Oh, here we go. Is this the one I'm thinking of?
Is this Queen Latifah?
Oh, wait. This is Avril Lavigne in the background. This is Eminem song.
Okay.
Just go ahead here.
I hang with a bunch of hippies and wacky tobacco planters who swallow lit roaches and light up like jack-o'-lanterns. Outsiders, baby, and we suing the courts, cause we dope as fuck and only get it to in the source. Yo, they never should have booted me out of reform school.
Deformed fool, taking a shit in the warm pool till they threw me out the Ramada Inn.
I said it wasn't me, I got a twin.
Oh my God, it's you not again.
It all started when my mother took my bike away, cause I murdered my guinea pig and stuck him in the microwave.
Do you think that's true?
40 ounces. Slapping teachers and jacking off in front of my counselors.
I don't. Do you think all that's true?
Probably.
I mean, that's...
I mean, who knows? You know what? I don't think it's true because I don't think his mom would have bought him a guinea pig.
Yeah.
I think she'd be
well
like,
done.
Not buying
Wasn't she
you
like
any
a druggie?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Who comes home with a guinea pig? You know what I mean?
That's true.
In Detroit.
You don't live in fucking a Detroit trailer park.
Yeah.
And you're like, here, honey, I got you a guinea pig.
Yeah. I bought you this at the store.
I sucked a dick and they gave me a guinea pig. Wow. I made her Southern.
You know what? That's what she was in that 8 Mile movie.
Southern?
Yeah. Well, she had a hillbilly accent.
Which doesn't really work.
Oh, rabbit.
They should have had her have a Detroit accent.
I don't know. Who knows? She was probably from... This is supposed to be Queen Latifah.
This is from Chicago, though.
Oh, is it?
I mean, you know. Yeah, it is.
Let's see. Let's try this.
Okay. This sounds more like a song that could actually be hers.
So I guess this is what my mom's jamming out to. When she gets high
in her car, rolls up the windows in the garage and just fucking hotboxes the shit out of that.
Hotboxes her 2013 Corolla.
Oh, she got a new car?
Yeah.
Good for her. She's still working with old people or kids?
Olds.
How's her carpal tunnel?
Good.
Good. I know this. Sorry, this isn't good radio. I'm asking about your fucking mom.
How's your mom?
All right. Yeah, so.
Where's the rap? Nothing's happening. So one of her top songs, there's no lyrics to. Is this Chicago also?
It sounds like it. I don't know. Was this that song? That same song?
No.
Oh, this is probably Chicago.
Oh, this is from Hairspray.
I think she does a lot of. Ugh. She's got a real strong voice.
Yeah. Real fat lady voice.
Yeah. Real fat black lady voice.
Did you ever see the movie Chicago?
I did.
Why?
Because I used to go to movies with my parents all the time mm-hmm. when I still lived there because they paid for it.
Yeah.
So I was willing to go to movies like Chicago. It's fine.
Yeah.
It had Richard Gere. God, I feel dumb, but it's fine. I don't like songs in movies.
I don't either.
I can get past them.
Yeah.
And so I remember I've never seen it again and I've never wanted to. So it's not one where I was like, that was great, but I didn't leave angry.
You know, one of my ex-girlfriends was like real into that. Wanted to watch it. Wanted me to watch it with her, you know?
Did you say yes?
Yeah, and then I think we watched about 10 minutes, and I just was like, I just can't. I hate even. This. I don't like it.
I don't like it.
Walking around, they look like assholes, and then they start singing a song about, like, here's what's going on right now.
You know what? I don't understand why, like, comedians... You see way too much fucking singing in... The Academy Awards or in the Family Guy episodes. Why does every goddamn funny man think that he also needs to be a goddamn Broadway singer?
I don't know. And I don't like the, you know, every funny song, too, they do. It's like in that Broadway style, which
right.
I hate.
Right.
I feel like it's just a boring style. It's not interesting. And you replace, you know, vocal power has more to do with it than...
humor.
Yeah, or good lyrics or whatever.
No, I also, even when it's not the Broadway style, even when it's like a singer-songwriter who's, they come out and they got their guitar next to them and after 10 minutes of shitty stand-up, they give you 15 minutes of shitty songs.
Yeah.
I'm just not...
I don't like that.
There's only one band / comedy duo that I've ever genuinely enjoyed. I thought the lyrics were as good as the music and vice versa. Tenacious D.
Yeah.
Some of those songs... Fucker Softly is genuinely a good and funny song.
Yeah.
So, but usually, besides them being the exception that proves the rule, I don't think I've ever heard like a hilarious singer stand-up.
No. So. No, I don't miss the, Hanukkah song.
No. Oh. Well, I hate that fuck anyway.
Yeah.
I really can't stand him.
Did you know there's a Grown Ups 2?
Yeah, I saw a preview for it because we just got cable again.
Mm-hmm.
Which was maybe a mistake. I watched 2 episodes of Chopped and 2 episodes of Hoarders last night.
Yeah.
Felt really bad about myself during the Hoarders episodes, and then 8 when I was watching Chopped because I was so hungry from watching the food being made.
What were they hoarding?
The one guy was hoarding pictures that he thought were worth hundreds of thousands, and then they brought in an expert who told him that it was worth like $40.
Like photographs or?
Oh, it's crazy. Yeah, like paintings.
Oh,
but
yeah, yeah.
Anyway, it was fucking crazy because his dad was a Nazi.
Mm.
And so he raised...
Now we're talking.
He raised the kid and he wanted him... They were like... They were talking about this guy whose dad's now dead.
Okay.
And the sisters were being interviewed and they were like, yeah, he's a really like gentle guy.
Yeah.
So my dad was never happy with him. And so with the example they gave that like fucked him up as a kid, he had a pet rabbit.
Uh-huh.
So one day he came home and the dad had made dinner.
The rabbit's all like the Jew. He
Schwein! I don't know how to say rabbit in German.
Who knows?
Anyway. Okay. So anyway, he came home and the dad had made dinner, which was unusual. You know where this is going. He's like, hey, Sonny, do you like... Son, I can't do fucking accents.
For having stew for dinner.
Did you
would
like...
you like to sit down and have a couple bowls of this stew?
Did you enjoy it? That was fluffy. So anyway, he made his fucking son eat his own rabbit.
Wow.
Yeah, so he was a monster. But it was interesting to see somebody whose dad was actually a Nazi.
That's
so he was
crazy.
Real fucked up. So yeah, he's crazy.
So what if he's hoarding paintings?
Yeah. He's not
than,
killing
you know,
anybody.
He's carving people up.
I
yeah,
agree. Yeah.
Running a butcher shop and turning people into weird foods.
That's true. That's the next movie by Quentin Tarantino. So it was sad, but he worked out. He made it work out. Then the other lady, what was she hoarding? She's pooping in a bucket.
Boom.
Because her plumbing wasn't working. So
no. Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
what does that mean? It wasn't working. Like it was broken.
Yeah. Their plumbing
gets
all
fucked
up. They can't, people can't get in the bathrooms. They never called the guy because the house is so hoarded that like you can't even get into it.
She'd gone to that level.
Yeah. They're all the hoarders. I think just like the Hoarders escalate, the show Hoarders has had to escalate.
Yeah.
Because there's like knockoffs now.
Right.
And so they have to be even crazier.
Right.
And so, one more, and then we don't have to talk about Hoarders anymore.
That's all right.
This woman had like 50 cats, but they were all fucked up, like their eyes. One of them, they didn't show this because it was already dead, but the sun, its eyeballs burst because there was so much ammonia in the house. Here's the disgusting, more fucked up part. When they died, she didn't get rid of them. She put them in her fridge.
The dead cats?
Yep. So she had dead cats in her fridge.
Not even the freezer.
I don't know if she had a freezer. That's a fan. I think it was both because one of them, this is gross. She had a bag. She had like bags and some of them were so decomposed. There was dead cat juice at the bottom of the fridge. It was awful. So I don't know why I make myself, I don't know why I watch these. It's fucking terrible.
I find the ones where they're hoarding live animals to be especially repulsive. You know, because some stuff, I mean, sometimes it seemed like originally it was mostly houses where they're just kind of trashed.
Yeah, newspapers and like just
throw
trash.
Things out and now it's out of control.
Right.
But then they got into like, I've got 450,000 gerbils living in my house.
There's a guy had like 1,000 rats in one. Oof. And then the other ones that really gross me out are the people that keep their own poop.
Yeah.
That's gross.
That's a psychosis.
Hoarding is, but that's worse. I agree with you. That's the people who are like, it's the animals and the poop keepers that are like...
It's a brown flag. There's a behavior issue going on.
That's actually going to be the new band that thick-necked son of a bitch.
Henry Rollins.
Yeah, yeah. Henry Rollins sings for brown flag. So it was gross.
Yeah.
And I watched the whole thing and I was like, I need to cleanse my palate with some Chopped. And I did.
Is Chopped the one with that weird bald guy?
No, it's like a hipster
who got burned.
No, with a thick, you mean like the super, he looks like he does steroids?
No.
Oh, okay.
There's like this weird bald guy.
Okay.
He's got, you know, kind of Dr. Drew glasses. May not even have eyebrows.
Oh, no, this one has the hipster guy.
Okay.
You have been chopped. And then there's like four judges. One of them's a super fucking angry chick.
Yeah.
She's like real mean. I'm like, oh God, you seem angry.
I like when they're really mean because you're just like, what the hell is wrong with you?
Like, why are, what made you so angry?
Ugh.
You either have to be the best chef or the worst, right? To be like that mean?
I think so.
Everybody that has to super respect you or be like, Carla can't even fucking make.
Yeah, you have to know that you're garbage.
Yep. Or you have to know that you're great. You
can't even make an omelet properly.
Omelette.
Omeletta. So, let me ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
If I told you that I bought a power chain this week, would you think that was probably something awesome or not awesome?
Would I know what that is? I would feel like I would first guess would be that it was in your car.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, that probably goes next to the timing belt.
Okay. I only got a 750cc Honda Vulcan. Just threw a power chain on it. It's fucking ready to rock.
So you're apparently Ghost Rider and you're going to fucking start swinging that
shit. Set my head on fire.
Yeah. Awesome. You know, some comic characters are fucking inspired.
Yeah.
That is an inspired goddamn. You're like, you know what we should do?
Yeah.
Make a stunt man, but get this. He's a fucking skull, and you'd already have Stan Lee sold. He'd be like, okay. But then he'd be like, Excelsior.
Yeah, he's done.
But then you'd be like, on fire. And then he just shits his pants.
Constantly flaming
That's
skull.
That's so awesome.
You know what sucks about it, though? They did such a good job making the guy that then when they're like, what's the story? And they're like, fuck it.
Yeah, we don't. It'll tell itself.
It sells
and
on
it
its
never
own.
Did. I agree.
Then the stories are just things like, well, I don't know. He fights like a vampire or a tree or something.
Right.
Who knows?
Normal guys. You're right. There's not
swamp
very many.
Thing or
the,
something.
The fact that the only bad guy that I can think of for Ghost Rider is the ghostier, rightier guy.
Yeah.
Who's got like
Ghost Rider
crazy
two.
Spikes. Zarius Elemus. I mean, some demon guy who's just a skullier, fierier guy.
Yeah.
Like,
they're like, well, let's just make Ghost Rider, but more Ghost Rider.
Yeah, that'll sell. So
it's perfect.
And his bike is crazy. It's got like shiny bones.
Yeah.
Like instead of a flaming wheels, it's got like a skull handlebar head thing. Like
everything's made out of bones.
Yep.
And skulls and chrome.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. So no, you're right. It really, he peaked when he was created.
And he should be really great. Cause think about this. Like if I'm doing a crime and Captain America shows up, I'm like, all right,
shit.
He's probably going to break my femur, but whatever. This motherfucker shows up.
Oh, my God.
I feel like he's going to torture me in hell for the rest of my life.
You're going to fucking die of fright. And if you don't, he's got a penance stare. He's going to make you fucking live all the pain you've ever inflicted on people forever.
Yeah.
It's like
the heat alone.
Yeah.
Coming off that flame
the
head.
The heat alone. It's a good song.
Well, actually, it turns out a power chain.
Yeah, sorry.
Is a braces accoutrement.
Of course. Your adult braces?
It would just upset me because I was thinking, man, power chain sounds so good. Yes. You know, it's like
you could impress
got a power
a lady.
Chain thrown on this week.
Hey, sweetheart.
Yeah.
I got a power chain. Why the fuck do they call it a power chain?
I don't know.
What is it?
I don't know
is
what they're
chain?
Doing there. It's a chain of sorts. Not a chain, but a chain.
Where does it go?
Right down here.
I can't. Is it on
I
you?
Know. Yeah.
Okay, I'm excited to see.
It's like, I don't know what they're doing there.
You got a lot of stuff going on there.
I got a lot of stuff.
I'm clearly not a trained professional. I feel like an old man. I have my glasses off.
Yeah.
For those radio listeners that aren't in front of me, and I had to put them on, and I felt I'm holding them halfway. Yeah,
holding
I didn't put
them
on
Santa.
All the way. I was like, I'm fucking old.
I don't know what they're doing there because you know I went there. Mm. I swear to God, it was two new ladies I've never seen there.
Okay.
And the one was asking me all about you know I have to wear these rubber bands.
Right.
She's saying, oh, so you have one on this side? And I say, no, one on this side, and one in the
You're
center.
You're explaining to her where your rubber bands are?
Yeah.
Maybe she should have a professional be looking at your teeth.
I mean, I don't know. And then, you know, she says, okay, so one on each side. And then I said, yes, and one in the center. I had to explain like three times.
I hate it when people, you say it clearly, they repeat back to you and skip something,
mm-hmm.
and then you have to be like, and you can't trust if they even got the and after you say it because they're not listening.
Then she looks back at the chart.
Right.
To be like, and by the way, my chart there has gotten so long. It was it's
like
a folder.
Extended, yeah.
And then it goes on both sides of the folder.
Oh,
it's got these lines
God.
For all your appointment. And I was like, it kind of looks like you guys are running out of lines. And she's like, oh, we stapled another folder to the outside of this folder.
Holy
so I have this accordion
shit.
Folder.
You're the Bart Simpson of like
yeah.
normal kids have like
record.
One and then you're just like, douche. Wow.
So then she's attaching this power chain. And I swear to God, the other lady, you know, there's okay. no one else around. They have like four dentist chair type
right.
of chairs. And this other lady's like, oh my God, I need a nap. And she like gets in the chair and she's like stretching out. Like,
you're like, is this a joke? Is this a comedy routine that
yes.
she's fucking trying out?
Well, I was just thinking about, you know, what if I did that at my work?
If
somebody's helping somebody
out,
else,
yeah,
and I'm just like, oh, so sleepy. And just kind of like stretch out on the desk,
that's
kick
insane.
A monitor over and lay down.
What this, the fuck? Either, unless you fucked her and that was the beginning of a porn,
yeah, right?
Not okay.
That's
unless
how porn starts.
Power chain is the name of your the, porn name.
That's the move
it's
we're going to do,
dick
whatever
or,
the hell
yeah,
that is.
The, or I'm power chain.
It just,
I don't know.
It's bizarre to me.
That I think so,
you just
too.
Go in and they're just very casual about, you know, and then this lady's saying, oh, you have three elastics. Finally, I get her to understand. I'm like, yeah. And she says, wow, that's a lot.
Oh, my like, God.
Thank you. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm pretty proud of it, too.
Yeah. She's like, your face is fucked up all the way around. Holy shit.
Wow, I've never seen someone this severe.
Your jaw is just a mess.
Well, we'll
wow.
see what we could do.
Did she do the correct, as far as you know, procedure?
As
after?
Far as I know. Well,
where's
here's what happens.
Where's the dentist, by the way? Why are these untrained
Well, so at the orthodontist, here's what happens. I'll come in.
All right.
He like swoops in for about 10 seconds, takes a look and says, all right, do this. Then
yeah.
they do the actual shit.
Right.
Then he comes back and checks and says like, all right, looks good. And then walks out.
Great. Why? And why?
Now, the last time I went
to
the dentist this week as well.
Okay.
Let me ask you this question. Because right. you're a, you know, you're good at your hygiene.
I go out
issues,
once every 6 months for teeth.
Do cleaning. You still have like fear when you go to the dentist?
I do not.
No.
I have never.
Have you had cavities before
I've
ever?
Had two ever in my life.
Yeah.
I have definitely had where they had to numb my face and it fucking hurt.
Uh-huh.
Where like they did, oh, because my back left tooth
mm-hmm.
is calcium deficient.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to drill that bitch
mm-hmm.
and it's now got a hole in it.
Yeah.
I mean, they filled it, but
right.
it's still, well, I don't know. Is a filling the same? No, it's not a crown. Anyway,
a crown
I think
is like they cut it down to a little nub.
Okay.
And put a whole fake tooth
so
on top.
So that didn't happen yet. But the guy told me that I'll probably have to get this crown. He's like,
yeah.
one day, we could do it now, or you can be eating a nut and it'll shatter in the back of your mouth. You can come in. He was real aggressive and like a dickish about it. And I was like, that's fine. It's worked for me. I do too.
Like, hey, man, it's up to you, but let me just tell you what's going to happen. You're going to be fucking miserable. Come crying to me like a bitch.
That was about right. That was exactly fucking right.
Like,
he's
okay.
just like,
You know, if you want, you know, you can make the right decision or the fucking wrong decision. That's entirely up to you.
You can do the right thing or just be a complete fucking idiot bitch.
Yeah, that's fine, fatty. All right.
Yeah.
You finish him up,
you piece
May.
Of shit.
I don't know why I picked your mom's name. It's just, anyway. So, yeah, it punched me in the gut on the way up.
Yeah.
Pushes. Yeah. He stands up by pushing his hand on your face.
Yeah.
He's like, ah.
Hey, thanks for coming in, faggot. And then he just leaves.
After he called me a faggot and pushed on my face. No, I don't have fear, but I've definitely had bad, not, you know, painful experience. It's not as if I'm like, I've never once. I mean, they had to shoot into my gums, which really hurt.
Yeah.
And then even when they were drilling, you could still feel it.
Oh, yeah.
And they didn't. I mean, it hurts a lot because it's in your head. It's that weird. Like, so, you know, I'm not saying like I've never had the worst experiences ever. No root canals.
Right.
They haven't had to take any of my wisdom teeth out.
Right.
But I've definitely had them drilling into my fucking teeth and had to be shot up. And one time I went and they had to, I think it might have been that time, but they had to do a severe enough thing that they gave me laughing gas, or, you know, they gassed me.
Sure.
And they were like, no, you're fine. I was like, oh, do I need somebody to get me to pick me up? Thinking they'd say yes.
Yeah.
Like, no, you'll be fine. I was fucking high as a kite. I remember driving home and being like, I shouldn't be fucking driving. And I was like 17, too. It wasn't like I was 30.
Right, where you're like, you're, I can recognize when I'm not safe to drive.
Right,
it was
right.
Just like, I've been drunk like twice.
I hadn't even been drinking and driving yet.
Yeah.
I wasn't even like, I'm an old hand at this. This is fine.
It's
this
cool.
Another Wednesday night.
I can just sort of enjoy how crazy this is.
Oh, my God. You were there. I forget. I've told you about. Don't drink and drive, kids. But anyway, it was fucking crazy. Like, I was just like, this is unsafe.
Yeah, right.
What if I hit somebody? Would they be liable?
You know, there's like a dentist across from my work, across this field.
Okay.
And one day, I'm not kidding, they had like a high school kid there. They did something on him and gave him the gas or whatever. And he gets in his Jeep to drive away, drives across the field through a sign, and just smashes into a car that's in our parking lot.
Did you see it?
I saw the aftermath,
not
the event.
My God.
I heard the crash, and we all went out there.
God.
I was like, what the fuck just
did
happened?
He stumble out?
I think he was like passed out 100%. Behind the wheel.
So he probably started. Yeah. Who,
just enough to get behind the wheel and start
hit
the
gas,
car.
And then you like just fuck. Holy shit.
Yeah.
And they're still open for business?
Oh, yeah, they're fine.
It's
That's my dentist.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, all right. So you went to the dentist.
Well, yeah. And I don't know. I just wondered, at any point, do people.
Oh,
you know,
fear.
Not
yeah,
have fear. Because I have some just because I've had pretty intense dental experience.
Well, that you are more allowed than anybody. You have had shitty. You have fear of your wallet being taken or whatever. You know, it's expensive.
It is expensive. Good God.
I don't know. I mean, they always press on. I'm nervous because I don't floss like barely ever.
Oh, no. You have to.
So every time they're like, oh, your lower gums are bleeding pretty bad. You need to floss more.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, it's not like gushing when I say pretty bad. But then they press on every single one and they're like, there's a upper, you know, mark the, because they always do that. Okay, Katie, mark
Let's
the upper anterior.
Six. Yeah.
Six has got a minor crack. It's fine. We're going to need to monitor it.
Right.
Just put a watch. Put a watch on, you know, it's grabbing pretty bad. It's pretty, you know.
Yeah.
It's starting to. So, I mean. I always feel bad when they do that, but
gotcha.
Yeah, I don't know. I've had two cavities that they had to do whatever they do with years ago, and then I had that one calcium deficient tooth. But besides that, and the bleeding of the gums,
so over a lifetime though, not too bad.
No, I've been lucky.
Yeah,
I did have to have braces too, not like yours. I think you're getting shit drilled into your fucking face.
Yeah,
even the intensity is what I mean. Like, like you seem pretty. I didn't have three bands, but I do remember it hurt when it would. Slice in the back of your like because it would
when they grow out
it would stick in the back of my like and your very sensitive cheek into inside cheek and then it would like make a groove and it would hurt even more so that was pretty
keeps
shitty
going.
Yep so
yeah I mean my inside is all scarred up
does it
emotionally
really
but yeah no the lips and stuff
you're really gone through a crucible
yeah been quite the adventure.
You've become a man through your mouth.
That's really great. This is my, you know, when Beowulf had to like swim across the ocean or whatever.
Yeah.
And no one thought he would survive.
You know how in that shitty movie where Tom Cruise pretended not to be gay, Top Gun, where everybody else didn't try very hard to pretend they weren't gay? And so he made out with that woman that was looked like she was 40 years older than him.
Yeah.
And they were before they started fooling around in the light, the dark light, when they're shadows. Sorry. Anyway, they like compared scars.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you could compare scars. Just like, this right here.
Check
like,
this
show
shit
out. Yeah.
Well, it does make me think sometimes because, you know, so the other morning,
right.
I went to Alberto's Express to get
That's
breakfast burritos. Yeah.
Nice.
It's in this shitty strip mall. You know it's really bad. They opened this little strip mall right when we were in high school near there.
Yeah.
And I think the idea was like, oh, we'll have like a pizza place, whatever. It's kind of like a little food court.
Right.
No mall.
There's like four. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and there's always like a rotating Asian place.
Oh, my God.
That closes in 4 days.
Oh, their pizza place seemed to last just long enough for us to get out of that high school.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, there's always a new Asian thing. And then there's always a new sort of drink place.
Yeah.
It's either gelato or
smoothies
ices
or
smoothies.
Bullshit.
And it never fucking lasts.
So I went in there and like, first of all, they used to have bathrooms in there, but those are taped off. You know, it's
they're
like,
just taped
these
off.
These are not to be used.
Right.
Then the garbage cans are also, you know, they have those built-in garbage cans with the flap.
Yeah.
Taped off also.
Are you serious?
I guess no one's taking out the garbage
there. Oh, my God. How many are left? How many things are
I
in there?
I think one or two.
Okay, Alberto's
I was there really early.
Express,
so the Alberto's Express was open for breakfast burritos.
Right.
Which is also weird because it's like not restaurant-y. You go, it's like you wait in line and you say, one medium, and then step off to the... It's like fucking soup Nazi
shit. Right.
So there's this lady working there.
Okay.
And she's got these face piercings all over. You know how Mike Tyson's face tattoo is like all on his face, on his forehead and his cheek?
Yep.
She's got studs all in her cheek, up the side of her eye, up in her forehead and shit. It's crazy.
Pretty hot.
Like 35, 40.
Yep.
Yeah.
You fucked her in the dirty bathroom.
I couldn't help myself.
But your dick piercings got caught in her face
piercings.
Let's
see how many of these we can get infected.
You ripped them out.
The next 20 minutes.
20 minutes. Don't lie to yourself or to your audience. 20
well,
seconds.
Well, I'm including the, you know, walk into their
all right.
storage
the
room
whole
where
thing.
They have rotten beef and all that.
From the moment you stepped foot in there to the moment you shame walked out.
Oh, yeah.
Worst part, you forgot to order the burrito.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't even get my goddamn burrito.
Nope. Unsatisfying face sex. All right. So.
So I think about that, you know, and people doing this body mod shit. You know what I mean? She's got this stuff in her face, and I'm sure people are always like, oh, did that hurt?
Right.
You know, down.
Right.
Or, you know, people gauged out their ears and all that.
They're huge.
I mean, I've done more body mod inside
That's
my
true.
Lips in the last 2 years than anyone I know.
That's true.
And yet, it's not...
You're not cool.
There's no sex appeal to it.
No,
That's
you haven't gotten laid
part.
Due to your braces
no,
yet?
No, no one's ever been, ooh, I'm looking for a guy with braces. Adult braces. That really turns me on.
On Match.com, you can't put, like, look, man looking for woman with... Who
I mean,
wants,
maybe you can. I don't know.
Brace face. Would you consider making out with a girl with braces?
Oh, it would have... I don't think it would have any effect on me.
Well, that's good. I mean, so you're not... But would you feel like it right now? Both of your braces?
Oh, yeah. I don't think it's a problem.
What if they got caught like you were 13? That'd be adorable.
You know what? I don't think that's like a real thing. I don't know anyone who that actually happened to.
I don't know if I... When I had my braces, I don't think I was doing a lot of making out.
Yeah.
So you're probably right.
Well, and making out with braces, you know, even making out with someone with no braces is different.
That's true.
You don't make out the same. Here's
That's
the other
true.
Thing.
Yeah.
I think that this rumor comes about because when you have braces on braces, it's usually like a 13-year-old and a 13-year-old.
Right.
And like kids that age make out in the most horrible.
Tongue.
They basically are trying to consume each other's entire head. You know, you're not exactly as nuanced.
That's true.
As you
You're just so excited
become.
To be touching a lady.
Yeah, you're just... Well, and I think that the retarded thing that you do, I don't know, maybe this is a men's thing, but you, when you make out with someone, you just figure, you start here, and if that seems to be going well, you escalate.
Yes.
And if that goes okay, you basically keep escalating the depth of the make out until
somebody
stops
you.
You.
Yep. Like, yeah, that's true.
There's no just...
okay, I'm good.
I think it is more of a guy thing, because isn't the guy usually the aggressor?
Probably.
Except for that girl who burned her brain. She was aggressive for you.
Heather.
Yeah. Yeah.
First Heather.
I forgot her name. I didn't know you had a Heather already.
Heather Lyons.
You had two Heathers.
Yeah.
Both burned their brains.
Yeah, both had burned out brains in their own ways.
That was a joke, just in case your ex listens. I don't want to insult your ex.
Who knows?
I don't know. Who, do you know who your regular listeners are right now?
I mean, not really.
Because that's...
You know, I know some people who do, right. the obvious ones, but right. I don't know, you know, oh, so-and-so listens. Or, right. The only way I know is because they'll bring it up.
Yeah, they'll be like, I listened to your Halloween podcast, which I did. Really good.
I gotta say, it's so weird to me because every time I've dated someone, they have not really listened to this.
I told Sarah.
I would listen to.
I talked to Sarah about that tonight.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't listen to it. I was like, I know, which hurts my feelings.
Yeah, like when you're on it?
Right. I was like, why don't you fucking listen? And she's like, I don't know where to find it. And I was like, helpfulsnowman.com.
Oh, come on.
So I called her on that fast. And she's like, well, when would I listen to it? I can't when I'm at work
whenever
with a dog.
Want.
And I said, well, how about the mornings before, you know, when you were watching Prison Break? And she's like, that's when I watch Prison Break, duh. And I was like, touche, and I hit her and I left.
I mean, it's fine. It's just,
Yeah.
It's weird to me because I'm not like mad that they don't listen, but it's weird to me because like if I found out the girl I dated in high school was doing a podcast,
you would listen to it.
I guarantee you I'd start listening to it.
I would love it if our friend Valerie would do a podcast.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Val.
Today we're going to be talking
about... Hey, Alec, don't be mean. Peter. I don't know. I like being Val. But anyway, speaking of, I decided that if we can find the vibrating Val, virtual Val, I should get that for you for your 30th birthday.
I think that'd be great.
Yeah, so
I would take it.
We'll have to try to find that.
And see if it would even work on this computer.
That
the computer's
right.
like,
Yeah, I'd be like,
come on, we have far superior porn options.
That's true. The weird porn, I don't like the cartoon porn.
Yeah.
Like the 3D porn.
Oh,
never...
where it looks like Warcraft porn?
Yeah, it's like, why? I would either rather see a 2D drawing, which I wouldn't, but I would rather, or porn with people. But if I would take one or the other before I would take 3D porn.
It seems like a weird leap, because the amount of work that must go into it seems more than actual porn.
Are you hard and naked the entire time that you're like doing that, or are you...
I don't know who's making this and why.
Koreans?
And it's weird, too, because, you know, you'll see these people in the porns, the fake computer porns.
Right.
But, like, there's a body type for every person out there in porn. There's so much porn now that anybody you like, you could just find.
That's
it's not
true.
Like they're creating an unrealistic thing.
That's true. I'm with you. I have a porn problem.
Okay.
Peter's porn problems.
Yeah.
This is Helpful Snowman.
This is great, yeah.
I have never, ever... I've recognized porn people before in the past, but I never was like, I need to seek this person out. And I never knew names of porn people. I always thought that was weird when somebody would know that. I would judge them.
They had
them.
Their five favorite stars.
Exactly. Yeah. I have a favorite star.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Will you tell us?
Yeah.
Can we look up so I can see?
Yeah, you can if you want.
Okay.
I think it is. Well, I think. Listen to me. I'm already. I just admitted.
According to my calculations.
I'm absolutely positive that her porn name is Melina Morgan. M-A-L-E-N-A. Morgan. You should check it out.
All right. I'm going to pull up the internet.
Yeah.
The worldwide internet and just Google that.
I'm sad, though. She kept popping up in the porn that I like to watch, the type. And finally, I was so enamored.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's so easy because they have the tags at the bottom of porn. I didn't like have to actively. So
you
I
don't
just
have to even figure it out. There's no detective work.
Exactly. So I figured it out almost, not against my will, but without actively trying.
Yeah.
Now I have a favorite porn actress, which makes me sad.
I mean, I don't know.
Make
That's
me a bad
so
husband?
Bad.
I don't know.
Does it make you a bad husband?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Does beating off make me a bad husband?
I mean.
The answer is no. That was a trick question. And
anybody
that
really
thought
know
yes
how to answer,
shouldn't be listening to Peter Dirks. Wait, do you say your
I
name?
I guess we
can
watch out
that?
A picture of her working out. Exercising.
Working out. Well, I mean, hopefully, as long as it leads to porn.
Melina Morgan.
She does a lot of lesbian stuff. And a lot of anal lesbian stuff.
Hmm.
And for some reason, in the videos that have nothing to do with that I like to watch,
right?
She came up.
You know, I don't know. I mean, I guess I don't have super strong opinions on what makes a good spouse, but I do think that if you think your spouse is not going to jack off, that's just very unrealistic.
I think you're absolutely right about that.
You have no, you know, one time, so I used to house sit for this couple.
Okay.
And the, oh my God.
Oh my God.
This is her working out, I guess, for 1 minute and 11 seconds.
Still working out? Is that why the, oh my God?
She's like a...
I haven't watched porn with a man in a long time.
She's like in a sports bra and underpants, yeah, basically. Not even a sports bra.
A bra.
A bra that's just sporty.
And now...
She's wrapping her wrists in a but completely it's very sensual. Pointless way.
Yeah.
She's I don't know what the purpose of that
she's
was.
She's biting off the... Now she's doing pull-ups, but it's hard to tell if she's really doing them. I know. No, those angles or something. That would be me. You'd have to be below me, and they'd have to shoot me from, like, exactly. So
yeah, I mean, she's doing, like, these exercises, like dips, but it's not actually
showing.
For all you know, she's just standing up.
Exactly.
I'm trying to think. She kind of reminds me of, other than, you know, she's got large breasts, but other than that, she kind of reminds me of Robin from How I Met Your Mother.
I've never seen that. You've got to pick somebody.
Oh my God. Now she's doing like a deadlift kind of thing.
Oh, that looks real.
Yeah, she's got these huge weights on the side and she's pushing it up, you know, she's lifting it from the ground up to her chest and then pushing it up, you know, like an Olympic lifting thing.
Oh, that was just her
like
working
out. Like big fat Russian guys do, except she was just
her heaving bosoms.
Yep. Yeah, that was just her working out.
See, I thought that you'd picked a porn.
No.
That's why when you turned it to show it to me, I had said, I haven't watched porn with a guy in a long time. I was like, we're doing this?
Oh, no.
That's why I was a little surprised.
Well, I mean, we could, I guess.
No,
but
we don't have to. I don't need to do that. If you want to watch a porn with her, keep it turned to you and I don't care. I just don't want you to turn it.
And just be like, you just talk about some stuff for the next 10 minutes or so.
I can see you narrating it. You're a goddamn podcast.
You want? Okay, I'll do it.
Yeah, just find one.
What site? Like xvideos.com?
Let's see. Pornhub? Melina. Wait, is it Pornhub? No, YouPorn.
Melina Morgan. Yeah. Jesus, there's like an Archie comic happening here of them fucking.
Oh,
oh, here's another workout one. Let's see. Let's
that's
find
probably
something
the one
that looks good.
There's like sand in the bottom of this beer.
Here's the 30
Peter
minute
and I
one.
Have beer.
Where she's getting, I guess, massaged by somebody.
I don't know. Just find it so you can see her naked and tell me what you think.
This is a common theme. They'll have like, what the hell? This just went straight back to Google.
your own computer is betraying
thing.
You.
Yeah, it's like okay, nope. This show's out of control.
I did enjoy when you were doing your, why did you do two Halloween shows, by the way?
Well, I didn't think I was going to do a real Halloween. There is a ad on the side of a man, cartoon man, bald, and he's having sex with this woman, doggy style cartoon.
Right.
And then he pulls his penis out of her, and his penis is shooting green rays at the sky.
Really?
Yes.
What was it selling?
not a dating site. Watch. Pew, pew!
He's saving
what
lives.
What is that?
He's
shooting space invaders.
That's awesome. That's
okay, so she's in a robe.
Yep.
And the girl who's going to massage her, I guess, is already... She's helping her off with the robe and wearing short shorts and a tank top.
Let's see.
She's got some tattoos on her inner hip area.
Yeah, I like them. Just enough tattoos.
She's on the, not thin side, but thin side.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not like weird thin.
No, I'm not into the weird thin, but I like trim, but with big breasts.
Yeah, trim.
Yeah. I like that.
They seem to be having a good time. They're smiling at each other.
Yep.
She's gonna get massaged. This is hilarious because like this is a common porn. Okay, right. So she's on the massage table, got completely naked, laid down on the table, and then this woman puts a sheet over. Like it's like whoa, we don't want a massage. Yeah, and I was like, and she's like tucking the sheet into her ass cheeks.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's.
She's also got what's clearly a vibrator sitting on a side table.
This is for later.
Hey.
Everybody's got their own thing.
No, it's fine as a porn.
Right.
I don't know why they bother with this. Like, she's like, tucked the sheet down so her back is exposed. Right. Yeah. Like, there's like 2.5 minutes so far.
I feel like now that porn isn't on movies anymore, they have to have the lead up of be something, and now it's this stuff. Because it used to be that the guy would have to come to the door.
What? Now she's like getting naked. So she's completely naked laying on this table.
Right.
And the woman's like massaging the bottom of her foot.
Really?
Yeah. Just daintily sort of.
And then she'll do like shiatsu or shitsu or whatever that's called.
Yeah, and it's like, you know what? She really needs to be completely naked for me to do just the bottom of her foot.
These are things that I would never have seen because I would have fast forwarded through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. Let's see what happens 21 minutes in. Now she's laying topwise. Oh, she's massaging her breasts.
They're still doing massages 21 minutes into it?
Yeah.
This was commitment.
This may be only... Oh, wait. 24 minutes in, she starts massaging her vagina.
Which... Is it just finger blasting at this point? I mean, when does it become...
Oh, she just picked up a vibrator. Although she's vibrating... Oh, there we go. Now she's vibrating her. Okay, so 24 minutes of... You know, I gotta say, as a porn star,
yeah.
So she got 24 minutes of massage.
I was more entertained by somebody narrating a porn than I ever thought I would be. I really enjoyed that.
I hope everyone else was.
They've turned off long ago. We haven't even gotten racist yet.
No,
I
know.
I want you to do an Oprah before we're done.
Okay.
So,
you know, I did see...
if it feels natural. I don't want to force Oprah.
I'm sure it'll come about.
All right.
That's what I was gonna say. Anyway, so I saw, you know, somebody I know. This isn't actually me just saying, you know, oh, good, I know. Is on Match.com.
Oh.
So this coworker, let's call, is on Match.com.
Okay.
Or OkCupid, the free one.
Okay.
And then another coworker, another coworker got on there just to kind of scope out the scene as well.
Right. Scope out the guy or do their own searching?
Well, to kind of scope out the same chicks and stuff. Because then he could say, oh, so-and-so came up. And then she could get on there and take a look.
So he's helping. He's wingmanning it online.
This woman is wingmanning
guy. Wing-personing it. Sorry.
Wing-womaning.
I'm so sexist. So.
And I got to say, a lot of the people on Match or on OkCupid are horrible.
Really?
Yes.
Horrible how? Ugly?
Like, especially the guys. No. Here's the thing. Mostly, for the most part, not super unattractive.
Okay.
Physically. I don't know. I haven't seen a lot of the women.
Right.
I'm not going to lie.
All right. You just checked out the guys. Lots of the guys.
Yeah. And they're real into like, you know, they're these horrible guys who are just like, it's been real hard for me because I've been a traveling man my whole life. You know, I've been in Singapore for the last 18 months. And
For my job where I make $117,000 a year.
They're real douchey.
I never travel in coach, and I wouldn't make my lady travel in coach either.
Yeah, right?
I like to make meals and desserts.
And there's this thing on OkCupid where you're supposed to put, like, I don't know, five things I can't live without.
Right.
90% of them say food, water, air, and you're just like,
come on.
Okay, that's
what
really
not helpful. Real jokester. That's really...
And here's what it'll say. You know, but everyone goes like this. It'll be like, food, water, air, hot yoga, you know, like, or some stupid bullshit.
Okay,
that you're like, okay,
yeah.
So you're like the worst. You're the worst person.
They just have to. They even though they're trying to be funny, they have to throw in the douchiest thing that they're into.
It's horrible.
Yeah,
I don't understand why people put that. You know, and then I saw one. So this woman brought up one that was really good because basically the guy just said his whole profile was related to how good he was at finger blasting.
Are you fucking
and how that's
kidding?
What he wanted to do was finger people.
What?
And he's
Why
like, I'm on here
on
to meet
Craigslist?
People the finger. You know?
Holy shit. See, I had this romanticized view that these sites would be like normal, I don't know, 30 or 40 somethings that were like newly divorced.
Yeah.
And, you know, but they were real classy people and this was the best way. Instead, it's like,
there's
I want
some
to
of that.
Blast.
But right. I think there's also, well, here's my guess. I'm guessing there are some ladies on that side and a few gents.
Right.
But I think there are more gents who are just like, I don't know, 420 friendly, let's get fingered.
My name is Chuck, and I want to fuck.
Yeah. And then they'll put up their pictures. The pictures are hilarious, because here's what you'll get. You'll get one picture that's okay.
Right.
Then one that's sideways. They couldn't bother to rotate the goddamn image.
Right.
You know, and it's like, okay, well... Automatically, I think you're a piece of shit. OkCupid also is still the home of the picture where you'll have a guy standing next to a woman, and so the guy will black out the woman's face.
an MS Paint with the spray paint tool.
Awesome.
Just in case you weren't sure which one he was.
You're like, well, and plus he can't have you seen his ex that he's still standing next to. He picks the picture of his last relationship.
I know.
Does it cost to be on this?
OkCupid is free.
Uh-huh.
See, Match.com costs, but OkCupid is free.
So OkCupid, you can just be fucking bored and put a finger blast. Because best case scenario, you get to finger blast somebody. Worst case scenario is you have a blast.
Nobody puts anything,
Have you made one?
No.
You should. It'd be great.
You know what I was thinking? Because getting back to that Sport Clips thing and the haircut place. I saw this sign for the haircut place, and I was thinking, you know what? If you're a man, but you're not interested in sex or sports, there's like nothing for you.
That's true.
There's like no reason to be alive.
That's true. Well, if you're okay, so you're not.
I mean, no services are oriented towards
you. Oh, that's true.
You know, everything that every entertainment or any other industry does has no appeal.
I feel like I got into sports mainly to have something to talk about with most of my relatives and male friends.
Right.
And
to get through Thanksgiving and
because,
shit.
Because seriously, every fucking year,
I know.
The game is on. I didn't give a fuck. Yeah. Every time I'd be hanging out at the bar with more than two friends that were all into the same thing, I'd have nothing to talk about because we'd be talking about like, oh, you know, the best baseball player was different in 1978 because that was different.
Before they were juicing.
I mean, now,
it was pure.
And actually, even the balls were different, you see, and the bats were, I mean, made out of cork. And, you know, I mean, Jesus, hitting a home run in Colorado is not the same as hitting a home run in all this. Just, I don't give a fuck stuff.
Right.
Which now I've heard it all, and I, you know, but like.
It just drives me fucking nuts because it's like, if you learn this much about anything.
Right.
You could do so much with your life.
That's true.
You could learn how to weld in a third of the time it's taken you to spend on fucking football this year.
It's not fun.
It is fun.
No, for them. They have fun with fantasy football, but they don't have fun.
See, I don't understand. Here's what I don't understand. People will join a fantasy football league with a $100 buy-in.
Okay.
But then when I say, why don't you come to motorcycle riding class? They're like, oh, that's $250.
Yeah.
I'm like, you could know how to ride a motorcycle.
I know.
You could do a thing.
People.
You could.
Money is weird for people.
I know.
People will drop $300 on a meal.
Yeah.
For like, it's a Valentine's Day, so we're going to go to the Melting Pot and get some shitty stuff for $350.
Right.
If you were like, why don't you spend $350 on something important or something, you know,
tangible.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I can't afford a $350 airplane ticket, Peter.
Right.
That's fucking
crazy. I can't afford to travel. Or like they'll buy an iPad.
Right.
For $400.
That's true. Oh, all of the, you're like, right. Technological shit is crazy.
And they're like, well, I got an iPad for nothing.
I'm paying $140 a month for my phone.
Right.
And Sarah's phone. It's a fuck ton of money. People pay that and they probably don't care. I care.
Yeah.
That's too much.
It's a big deal.
I only do it because she wants to have a smartphone. And I'm like, well, if you have one, I get one.
Yeah.
But it's too much.
I know. I know.
I should change the names for the safety of those and the numbers.
Oh, yeah.
Or we pay $750 million a month.
Yours is better because yours is the creepy.
Put the lotion
unsolved
on
his mysteries.
Skin.
It was sad because I was thinking about it and thinking like, man, if you are not looking for sex or interested in sports, 90% of male activities are like out the window.
That's true. God, that's true. Well, there's plenty of nerds that don't get sex even if they're looking for. You can play magic cards in the back.
I don't like
of
that either.
So this is about you is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see.
No, I'm not trying to relate to other men here. I'm talking about my own problems.
You're like, I don't have anything to do.
I have nothing. Yeah. I'm empty.
You go to the gym?
Yeah.
That's good?
Yeah, I mean, it's fine.
It's good for you?
I just,
you know what? Normally, this is hilarious. I would tell somebody to go to the library, but you fucking work there.
I can't.
So there's no way in fuck I'm going to tell you to go to a library.
I have to say, you know, people will say, like, do what you love. Do what you love. But a cautionary tale is my own life, because when you do something that you love, it's taken away from you. You can't do it anymore.
I was offered a job to work at a comic store when I was like 19.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it because of my class schedule, but they were like, okay, you could start Monday. I still sometimes regret. I kind of wish I would have worked
out there.
But I also wonder if maybe it would have sucked.
like you just
could have just ruined it.
Yeah,
kills the whole fun of it.
Right, because then it's a job.
Yeah.
Then when I'm like, oh, I gotta put these out, and like maybe I could have read them there and it'd be great, but it's a job. Anything that's a job automatically makes things less fun, even if you would do it for free.
Yeah.
I don't like sitting at work reading about comics as much as I like sitting at home.
Right.
Reading about. I could be doing the exact same thing.
Right.
But be happier at home.
Well, no matter what your job is, whatever goods you deal in become just a commodity.
Yeah.
You know, like when you work at McDonald's,
right?
You're not making burgers anymore. It's just units.
Right.
And the library is the same thing. You're not like, oh, I'm going to connect someone with this great book. It's just another unit. Mm-hmm. And you're, how are we going to move these units?
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like, it's horrible.
I can see that.
Ruin everything you love.
You don't like to read anymore? You can't read anymore?
I've actually, yeah, I've decided not to read.
You've become like that Batman, the animated series episode where he knows he's dreaming only because he can't read.
Yeah.
And the Mad Hatter's fucking with him. Maybe you're stuck in the Mad Hatter fucking with you world.
I wonder if that's true. You can't read in a dream. I mean, I've never tried.
I don't think so. You know what's weird? Not weird. Every goddamn time people make declarations about dreams.
Yeah.
Like it used to be.
If
I know
you die in a dream, you die.
Oh, that. Not even that. Just that like dream. Dream Theater, the band. Dream people.
Caught in a web.
Like they said forever that you could only dream in black and white.
Oh yeah.
And then of course that was proven not to be true. And the reason most people dreamt in black and white is because of television. So 20 years later.
Oh, so they were dreaming TV dreams.
They were having dreams. I've had a dream about being in World of Warcraft when I played too much World of Warcraft. Haven't had one of those lately. It's right. Like whatever you're mostly.
Whatever you're involved in.
Yeah. I still have dreams about cleaning fucking bathrooms. That's great.
My dreams are like seriously, basically a repeat of my work
mine
day.
Mine are too.
Nothing
mine are
cool.
Terrible.
I never have a dream where I'm like, I am so happy about that.
I would rather have a scary dream. My dreams are often sitting at my desk, but knowing I'm late or being worried that I'm not doing the right thing and my boss is going to walk by.
Yeah.
Like my dreams are seriously similar to yours. Or I'm still a janitor and I'm worried that I'm like, or I will have creepy dreams that are creepy, but still work related.
Yeah.
I had to like clean a old house in the dark in one of my recent dreams.
Note on your desk. Hey, go clean this haunted house.
It really
see
was,
you later.
I know.
It was, THX, Bob.
Bob. Wolverine and I worked together.
Yeah.
That's awesome. No, it was fucking stupid. Even my scary dreams are more work dreams.
It's horrible. I don't know. Just everyone is just worse than the last.
Your dreams?
They're never good. Yeah, they're never good. They're never. And I do think, I still propose that everyone should get like 2 days a year that I call dream days.
Okay.
Where you can call into work and say, I fucking dreamed I was at work all night, so I'm not coming in today. Because I just feel like I've been there for 8 hours.
I agree with that. I like
that
a lot.
I'm not going to be productive today.
I mean, I just said that I always dream about work, I don't always dream about work because I just had a dream that my friend Sarah Pope and I were being shot at by bad guys.
Nice.
And she rolled out of it, and it was awesome. She's like dodging the bullets, and she had a gun, and she shot them down. And I was like, it's a good thing you had a gun. But then the cops were there, and the people that were shooting at us were already gone, so we had to hide our guns. So
like,
because
well,
the
you
cops,
weren't shooting.
Yeah, I was like, no, sir. And then I woke up.
I don't know about that.
So I guess occasionally I have dreams other than work dreams, but 9 times out of 10.
Pretty worky.
Pretty worky.
Well, I think that'll do it for us.
Yeah.
We made it. Here's some Dream Theater to take us out. Do you have anything, any last words here?
I apologize if this wasn't one of the best. I hope it was okay, everyone.
Who knows?
We're more chatty. I didn't feel like it was as funny as usual, but, you know, Hoarders, pretty fucked up. Dreams, pretty fucked up.
I recommend watching My Cat from Hell if you're looking for a reality show. Starring Jackson Galaxy.
He's got the greatest beard, that guy.
The greatest horrible beard.
He's a fat guy who has the fat guy beard. He's awful.
It's like I hate him, but he's very likable at the same time. But I still hate him.
Is that
I
how
still
you feel
manage
about
to hate him.
Is that how you feel when you look in the mirror?
That I hate myself, but I'm still likable?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I'm likable. I don't really win people over.
You're pretty acerbic.
Also, I don't care for cats.
That's true.
All right. See you next time, everybody.